The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Care and protection for the whole family's health at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Now, we were in the headlines there hearing about those two women that were in court this morning, appearing in court. Coleman O'Sullivan of RTE is on the line. Coleman, good morning to you.
Good morning, Damien.
So these two women, they stepped off a flight from Dubai last night and refused to go into hotel quarantine. They were arrested and charged and they've appeared in court. Bring us up to date.
Well, Damien, they've not yet appeared in court. We were told that they were due to appear in court number two at the Dublin District Court at the Criminal Courts of Justice, which is by the river in the city centre there. But that has subsequently been updated that they are going to appear in court here in Tallaght, possibly around 12:30 or 1:00. We don't know what time yet. So the judge who is hearing the cases this morning in the CCJ will have to complete her business here, I understand, and then travel out to the courthouse here in Tallaght to hear this case. So we're still waiting for those two women to appear in court.
All right, just give us a little reprise. Am I correct in I suppose, the timeline there of what happened? Just bring us back up to speed again, Coleman, with what exactly happened over the last 24 hours.
Well, what we understand from Garda Síochána is that these women arrived on a flight from Dubai. They were engaged with by members of the Defence Forces with a view to directing them to the mandatory quarantine. They refused to do that, so the Gardaí were called. The Gardaí went through their procedures of what they call engaging with people, trying to persuade them, and then ultimately having to enforce the law. So because the two women still were refusing to go into mandatory quarantine, they were arrested and brought to Ballymun Garda Station and were due to appear in court this morning on charges, but now that's been put back to here in Tallaght later today.
Okay, and we'll keep an ear out and an eye out on your reports later on today. Coleman O'Sullivan of RTE, thank you very much for bringing us up to date with that story.